This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. Sometimes a union or a relationship gets dissolved after 20, 30 years, and then we go back to the drawing board and we ask ourselves some tough questions. Where did it all go wrong? And then if we really introspect, we will realize that the cracks were there early into the union. One of the key ingredients to sustain a marriage or any union or relationship is mutual complementation, acknowledgement, and reciprocation. And that's the focus, the key word, reciprocating. So somebody's been kind to you, acknowledge, compliment, thank. And as spouses, we need to constantly be acknowledging each other. This was a great quality and amongst the salient features of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we know that the noble companions radiallahu anhum had initially migrated to Abyssinia, present-day Ethiopia. In fact, in one of my trips in Africa, with the grace of Allah, I had the opportunity of visiting this place. It was the first place of Hijrah. Medina was the second point of Hijrah. So a delegation came from there, and the Negus, that was the title of the ruler of Abyssinia, the person who's referenced in the Quran in the opening verses of the seven Jews, his name was Ashama. So a delegation came from Abyssinia to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received them with great warmth, love, and affection. And the companions radiyallahu anhum said, "Law taraktana kafaynak." O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we'll attend to them. We'll attend to them. And he said, "Innahum kanu li ashabi mukrimin." They honored my companions when the Meccans were hostile towards them. And to reciprocate that favor, I personally will serve them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's relationship with Khadija radiallahu anha is known to one and all. A woman like no other woman. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha says, "I had not seen her, but envy had gripped my heart regarding her, simply because how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would lavishly praise her." And on one instance, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Aisha radiyallahu anha, "Amanat bi idh kafarani an-nas, saddaqatni idh kadhabani an-nas, wa wasatni bi maliha idh haramani an-nas." That, "O Aisha, Khadija believed in me when the world denied me. She trusted me when others were skeptical in embracing my message. And she opened up all her wealth and her assets when others were reluctant. Kanat wa kanat," she was the most unique. In English, and I know my sisters will be happy to hear this, they say, the woman who married you when your pockets were empty deserved the most when your pockets are full. So the message I'm saying both ways, as a sister, compliment your husband, acknowledge and reciprocate. In fact, in Qurtubi, I read that when Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam gave his blessed garment to his brother, and he said, "Go with this year and his siblings and place it on my dad and Allah will restore his vision." So the brother who brought it was known as Yehuda, and that's the historical narrations. And he was the one who initially brought it when it was stained with false blood. So to atone for that, he came with the good news and the glad tidings. And he came and he placed it on the face of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam. فَارْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا. His vision was restored. In Qurtubi I read, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam said to his son, "You've brought good news, great news to me, that my son is alive and healthy and my vision has been restored. I want to reciprocate you. I have absolutely nothing. So I will make a dua for you. هَوَّنَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ سَكَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ. May Allah make the pangs of death easy for you." In fact, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and I leave you with this, that if someone has been kind to you, thank, acknowledge, and reciprocate. And if that's not possible, فَادْعُوا لَهُ حَتَّى تَرَوْا أَن قَدْ كَافَأْتُمُ. Then lavishly make dua for him. That's the least with which you can thank.